Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this beautiful Wednesday, May the 20th. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves. I'm the incumbent at Christ Church Oshawa. With me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
And I think the cats are outside enjoying the sunshine.
Mm-hmm, beautiful day outside today.
We invite you to take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ crucified and risen, O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible, eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord, let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 119, verses 97 to 120. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day long. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is always with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your decrees are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn away from your ordinances, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it, to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Go away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you count as dross. Therefore I love your decrees. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your judgments.
A reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 46. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, The son of David. He said to them, How is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Having an inside track, a reflection on two verses from Psalm 119 that we just heard read. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. Psalm 119:98-100 from Daily Bible Devotional, F. Legard Smith. Nobody likes a wise guy, but everyone wants to be one. At least everyone wants to be in the know, to have an inside track. As is often said, knowledge is power. That is why education gives a child from the inner city a leg up. It is why most young people do whatever it takes to go to university or college, and why people read and inquire and soak up as much information as possible. If all of that is true, why do you suppose so few people spend the time necessary to get the real scoop? Is it possibly because the real scoop comes packaged in the form of religious instruction, even in seemingly onerous commands? The negative connotation may have attached to the negative connotation many have attached to reading scripture has robbed millions of a divine wisdom that could have provided endless solutions for a troubled world. The writer of this lengthy psalm, Psalm 119, is a person in the know. He knows that God's law contains insight far greater than all human knowledge put together. God's wisdom helps us triumph over our enemies by providing smarter strategies. God's wisdom appreciates whatever knowledge a teacher might impart, but is able to take that knowledge a great leap beyond what the ordinary teacher knows. And God's wisdom can surpass the accumulated insight of the most experienced men and women, no matter their age. Because divine law is the vehicle that conveys the insight only God himself can have, to ignore God's laws is to foolishly disdain the extraordinary wisdom that brings us the highest possible knowledge and power. The question is, if I have spent years acquiring earthly knowledge, isn't it time I spent an equal amount of time and effort drinking in the wisdom from above? expression of faith from for Celtic morning prayer. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lighted this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. News came out yesterday, May 19th, that a great teacher of the church born in India came to Christ after a near suicide attempt. Ravi Zacharias, in his late 70s, has passed away, a great apologist for the faith, a defender of the Christian faith. So our thoughts go to the Lord in thanksgiving for Ravi's excellent use of God's word as wisdom. So he's an example of that wisdom we were talking about. Let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as he has loved us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
Especially for researchers looking into the human trials now with regard to the vaccine for COVID-19. So many affected around the world, especially in cities and in nursing homes. For those who administer to them, including the military, PSWs and administrators who might be moved to pay the folks who work with them better. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Primates World and Development Fund, for those who are expecting, for Jen in July, Clarissa in June, 1 month from today. For the sister-in-law of Rita, who has cancer and taking chemo, as well as Noah, 18-year-old who has cancer. For Mary Aldridge, Joanne's dad and mom, Mike taking physio for his back. For guidance for those who are looking for work or a place to live. For Bill, Haley, Eddie. For the Reverend Dennis Dolliff, who passed away, and Josephine Kashmanian. And Nancy's friend who has breast cancer. For others known to us whom we wish to mention this time silently or aloud. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, including your body, the church, and this Easter season, that in all cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We also ask God's guidance for preparations for Sunday worship and plans for this summer. Time for whether we're in a building or not, opportunities to share the good news through the use of online services. For for God's Spirit to guide us in that process. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We will see some of you, perhaps, at the Zoom meeting at 10:30 this morning. And tomorrow we will commemorate and celebrate the Ascension of our Lord on May 21st. That will be tomorrow, Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.